Hello, everybody. You are watching the Growing Up Hip Hop Atlanta After Show right here on AfterBuzz TV. So tonight's episode, we're talking about Johnny leaving Deb, Bow Wow takes New York, and some new faces make their way into town. And we have your news and gossip, your glowing up fashion, and our predictions. So stay tuned.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Okay.
Is Johnny right here?
It's Johnny. All right, Johnny. Okay. Yeah.
This song blazing for real.
Okay. It's pretty good. So the song you guys are listening to is Johnny Blaze from tonight's episode of Growing Up Hip Hop Atlanta. And it sounds pretty good, right? We feeling it. We feeling it.
It's hot.
Right? Go ahead. Blaze on through, Johnny. But welcome, everybody. This is AfterBuzz TV, after show for Growing Up Hip Hop Atlanta. On tonight's episode, we are talking about Johnny leaving Deb, Bow Wow taking New York, and of course some new faces are coming into town. And we have our new special segment, Glowing Up Fashion, where we pick who we thought, you know, was just the glow up tonight. And our news and gossip, our predictions, and just everything in the middle. But before we get started, let's introduce ourselves. I'm one of your hosts here, Howard the Third, Byron.
What's up, y'all? It's Byron K. I'm so excited for this episode.
I know. Alexis, welcome.
Hey, y'all. It's Alexis. I wasn't here last week, but I'm here this week.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
Welcome back.
Yes. And we are your official panel.
Yes.
Just officially. Loving it. Right?
Yeah.
So much fun. Okay. So I have to know, you guys, what's our overall thoughts? Byron, kick it off. What are you feeling about tonight's episode?
So much smoke in such a short amount of time. Right. I'm all for the smoke. It happened last week, and it happened even more so this week.
Right.
0 to 100, super quick.
Mm-hmm.
Not even real quick, super quick. Ooh. Just like that, super quick.
Super quick.
Super quick.
Super quick. Was it super quick for you, Alexis, or not?
Yeah, a lot of drama, too. Mm-hmm. A lot. Even with the new people coming in, you know, it's just drama. Mm-hmm. But I like it, though. It's good for TV.
Good TV.
That's what we tune in for.
Yeah.
Right? I loved it. I thought... It was just a little bit, I thought it was kind of all over the place. I couldn't, like, keep up with everybody's different pocket. But eventually, they got it together for me. And, you know, kind of just...
They made it make sense.
Yes. The pot was good.
They were stirring that thing. They were stirring the pot.
Right? Well, let's get into it. So, Johnny left Deb on tonight's episode. We picked up from last week's episode where Johnny was just going off and... Tune in later for our news and gossip because we know who she was going off on and who she was trying to fight. But she was still going off, popping off at the mouth. And in that process, she fired Deb because she thought it was Deb's fault who did all of this, who set her up pretty much.
Like, Johnny really? Blaze is on that mess. She is on that mess. She really moves like she's a boss lord. Like, here's the thing. You better be scared. When she gives you this point, just like this, that stiff finger, it's on. So you need to run for cover because Johnny Blaze is not playing.
She's really not.
Like I said, all the smoke. All of it.
But she was out. Y'all want Johnny Blaze? I'm going to give you Johnny Blaze. I said, Johnny, hold on. This is your show.
When you speak in third person, you know it's real.
You know it's real.
Mm-hmm. You know it's real. She turned into somebody. Oh, y'all want Johnny Blaze? I'm going to give you that.
Yeah.
She turned into it.
Oh, she was crazy.
Interesting you say the finger because even when she was on Love & Hip Hop, she did that finger. Mm. And you knew it was serious.
Yeah.
You knew it was serious. But it's very interesting that the way she kind of flipped on Deb, though, and kind of said, you're supposed to have my back. And Deb didn't even know what was going on. She was not even in the area to know what was going on or who she was fighting with.
Exactly.
So that was very interesting that she just flipped on Deb and was like, you know, you're fired.
Deb is a real one, though, because Deb could have lost it. But, like, she was just so calm. Mm-hmm. But you saw how much Johnny respected Deb because as she was going off, Deb was just standing right there just talking. And Johnny, she wouldn't go too hard at Deb. She would kind of just direct herself somewhere else, but she'll still be yelling.
Yep.
So it shows that she does have that respect. And she even talked about it. She said, I love her to death.
Exactly.
And the thing about Johnny, though, is she's honest with herself. So she does admit her flaws. And I didn't think that was going to come. But she started talking about it herself. She's like, I understand y'all know me more for me popping off than you do for the music. And this is something I'm trying to work on. So that's why she felt bad about the Deb thing. It was okay. I understand.
Yeah. I was just like, wow. It was just so much. Poor Miss Deb. And then what got me is this was before the show. I said, she ain't even sing yet. But she didn't even do it. So we didn't hear hum. I said, wait a minute. She says to go and perform. Went on stage and then still showed out. Did one song and said, that's all y'all getting from me. Excuse me?
But at least she still performed. You gotta give it a
barely.
I know, barely. Because she could have just... was like, I'm done
but
with
it. But wasn't that for her? Like, she's mad at Deb. Deb yeah. set that whole thing up to make her shine.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And she's supposed to be performing there week after week or have some little contract to perform there weekly. And it's like she messed it all up.
Yeah, that's gone.
Ain't no contract no more. It's all gone.
I don't understand.
It's all gone.
Just out the door.
Throw the whole contract away.
All gone.
I mean, Miss Deb switched the wig for the event.
I know.
Y'all, did y'all ever get, she had a blonde wig in the beginning, came back downstairs with a, what was that, purple little
cut. And it matched her dress.
It was cute, though.
It was cute. It was cute.
Deb is real. I feel like Deb would make a good OG. Like somebody just to go to, somebody to talk to, somebody to like help level you out.
Right. She really reminds me of Carletta, if you guys watch Star at Home on Fox. It's yeah. like that. She's the real life, like, about that life, trying to get her life to, you know, together, help out all these women, these mm-hmm. girls. I said, wow, Miss Deb. I want her to manage
She real. Me. She's a real one.
She is.
I like her.
I like her a lot.
I like her.
I want the best for her.
I know.
Right?
Like, she's one of those people that you root for.
Johnny or Miss Deb?
Miss Deb.
Miss Deb.
Oh, yeah.
You like Miss Deb.
What? Because I was like, you know, I'm room for her, but yeah. Johnny, she needs a little love. And then also staying on the Johnny subject, so she went to have a interview, a local interview to promote her EP, which we also found out tonight that she's trying to do 2 or 3 EPs in 3 months. I'm like, ooh, how long are these EPs?
She's trying to pull Cardi B. She's trying to. I feel like that's the route too, because Cardi, she kind of opened up that whole lane from reality TV to superstardom.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But I don't know if it's going to work with Johnny, because I don't know if we didn't see a lot of the interview, but to me, I was like, is she going to talk more about the music? Is she going to talk more about Deb? She talked a lot more about the music, which was her and having all these features with Fetty Wap, Remy Ma. She's in the studio with mega producers in real studios, because we heard the song and I thought she was going to be in somebody's basement personally. I was expecting a track from just Day Day and them from down the street.
Yeah.
But it sounded like she put real money into it.
Yeah.
Which is good. Mm-hmm. You know?
I think she's hungry, though. I think she's hungry. Like, in the interview, she said, because he was asking, like, how do you make these connections? She's like, man, I'd be up all night. I'd be up in the DMs. So yeah. I feel like she's hungry when it comes to her career. But also, she's hungry when it comes to the men, too, because she mentioned BT when she was walking in. She was saying, like, oh, he's single. He's cute. Then she also had a thing with Bow Wow and with Fetty Wap.
Yeah.
She's out here.
I mean, go ahead.
She's out here. She's hungry.
Yeah.
But all those features doesn't mean anything. You can have all the features in the world and your song could still be, you know.
You better say that, Alexis.
So I'm just saying, you know, all these features don't mean nothing.
Do you think she has the star quality to make it happen?
Ooh.
Honestly, I like what she said in the show, where she said that she knows, like, the drama and her attitude overshadows her music. I think that would be her downfall.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that song we heard tonight, it sounded
good.
It was solid,
right? It was good.
But if she's still at events, like, nobody's going to work with her if she's destroying events and fighting. Sometimes you just gotta be the bigger person, like Miss Deb said, and let it go. Especially when you're having a performance.
She's just sabotaging herself, honestly.
Yeah
And it's like she knows it, but she won't get out of that mindset. Mm-hmm. She's still in that I gotta hustle, you know. And it's like, girl, you're really moving up. Working with Miss Deb is a step up. Mm-hmm. But so you don't have to be in that mindset of, let me go get this money, let me, you know, show them I'm the boss. They can't take control of me. It's like, girl, you making it.
But it could be her roots, because you say she's from where you're from. Where is that?
Houston.
Okay, Houston. Everything's bigger in Texas.
But her background is the strip club, too. So, you know, those girls are kind of rowdy. Wow. So, you know, that probably plays a role, too, you know.
True. I mean, she used to have to fight for hers.
Yeah,
that's one thing I realized about that environment. You got to fight for your money.
Yeah.
You got to protect your stuff. You got some extra maybe sharp or maybe high impact things in that purse just to keep everything protected.
Yeah.
But she got to let that go. I mean,
she's moving up.
You're moving up in life. You can't be fighting at these events, you know?
You can't.
Exactly.
Or at least wait till you get to Cardi B's level, then fight at Fashion Week or something.
Right.
Fight at the events that matter.
Exactly.
Well, you already have a name. Now, speaking of fighting, we fight for you guys out there, our ABTV fans out there. We love fighting for y'all. And Byron, tell them how much we love fighting for
Yeah, so Buzz Family, as you probably know, our network produces after shows for nearly all your favorite TV shows, from dramas, reality TV, sci-fi, and more. There's no network that works harder for television fans. But We need your help. We ask that you subscribe to one or more of our YouTube channels. And by subscribing, YouTube will suggest content that's tailor-made just for you. And you'll also help AfterBuzz grow. And if you're worried about those notifications, don't be, because they're optional. So hit that subscribe button right now for this channel. And check out our other AfterBuzz TV channels on YouTube as well. And let us know you did in the comments so we can shout you out right here on air. But for now, thanks for being the best fans and for helping AfterBuzz be the ESPN of television talk.
Yes, we love y'all out there. Leave them comments. We really do. So let's move on to Bow Wow taking New York. So this whole thing started. We didn't know Bow Wow was going to go to New York and support Jermaine. He was talking about doing it, not talking about doing it. Now he's saying he's going to go. So he finally gets up to go, and he's bringing his girlfriend, Kiyomi Leslie. And she's like, okay, you know, I want to go. How should I dress? And he says, you need to dress like you got some sense. So she said, well, I'm going to need a few thou. Is she right to say that? Like, give me some money, a few thou. I'm guessing, you know, over 2,000 for a dress so she can dress like she got some sense. Alexis?
I agree with her.
You agree?
But not a few thou. I mean, you know, but I agree. Oh, if he want her to dress a certain way, he needs to fund it. So.
She know that he got it. That's
I know, exactly.
But I like how he handed her a 20. And he didn't say it, but he was thinking, you better hop online and go to Fashion Nova.
Fashion Nova.
That's the move.
Fashion Nova.
I can wear designer, but this Fashion Nova fit. Okay.
That part.
So, they get, I also feel like she kind of just invited herself. Because she said, oh, is this going to be a boy trip or can I come? Or you can come. Oh, I can come? Oh, okay. It's like you kind of knew you was going to go because she said she's all about popping up anyways. Yeah. She said that at the photo shoot. Like, I'm just going to pop up. I was coming regardless.
Yeah, she was going to go regardless.
Oh, yeah. She's going full RoboCop.
I know. She was going to go regardless.
She ain't playing.
She ain't playing at all. But Bow Wow, he's not playing at all either because while in New York, he met up with one of my faves. Finally, we get to see Little Mama. Yes.
And Bow Wow together. You got to finish that sentence.
Because they
in the same
alike.
Place. In the same place.
Don't play Little Mama like that. Don't play her.
All right, Bow Mama. Little Bow Mama. Mama Bow. Mama Wow.
Oh, my gosh. I still love you, Little Mama, but
I do, too.
You know, they finally met up.
Well, if they had, I'm sorry, this is going way off. If they were to have kids, what would their kids look like, though?
Some beautiful light-skinned babies.
With hazel
pretty eyes.
Eyes.
Pretty eyes.
True. All right, cool. You're right.
Some cute little babies. So he met up with Little Mama, and she informed him she's going to be in the ATL full-time, finishing up her album, which I didn't know it had been 10 years since her last album. I said, well, you know, I know she was doing other things, being a judge on America's Best Dance Crew. And
hopping on stages. It takes time.
Hopping on stages. Oh, she can never live, like, leave that. Like,
that was an iconic moment, though. That boosted her. She's always going to be remembered.
I feel like she got blackballed from that. Like, I remember, like, I guess it wasn't way back, but, you know, early 2000s. It was like, Little Mama, why are you on stage? Like, and then she kind of just slowly fell off. I felt like they blackballed her.
They did.
But Alicia Keys, Jay-Z, like, you know,
he kept tapping her. He was like, I need you to get off. I need you to get off the stage.
No, she hit that pose at the end, though. That's when you knew it was real.
Yeah.
She said New York's finest in the building.
Yeah, that was.
I mean, she's the voice of the young people, like she said.
Yeah.
Let her represent us on stage.
No, represent in the audience. Even Alicia Keys, I remember an old interview, she was like, we're happy that Little Mama enjoyed the performance, but we would have loved if she enjoyed it in the audience. Up there, just posing.
She did, but that wasn't good enough. She said, I want to be hands-on.
Look at Jay's face.
He mad.
I know. He's mad. Little girl, gonna take my shine and my song.
How did she get on stage,
I was
though?
Just about to ask that. How does she get past everybody to get on stage?
That was
like,
the
how
same
did that
night
happen?
With Kanye. So clearly, security wasn't tight.
Mm-hmm. Hey, guys. Juliet from the booth. I don't know if you remember. There's actually footage of Beyonce trying to stop her. She grabs her hand and she's like, no, what are you doing? Oh, and Little Mama kind of like just like moves her arm out of the way.
Oh, my God.
And Beyonce's just there and you see in her mouth, she out loud is saying, oh, my God. Who does that to Beyonce? Are you serious?
Like, Little Mama.
Little Mama.
Little Mama.
That's crazy. I mean, maybe she was drinking that night, you know, apparently at award shows, there's an open bar, so.
She was feeling it.
I'm excited to see her actually talk about that, or I guess not talk about that this season, because I guess that's a soft spot for her.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'm excited to see or hear about this album she's got, her and Bao. Her and Bao had a little chemistry in the studio. Bao's like, he was talking about the woman in New York, but he was like, Little Mama's Trouble, I'm gonna stay away from that. I'm like, is there something going on?
No, Bow Wow is a cornerstone. Every single woman right now, they want to build their foundation off of Bow Wow at this point. Mm-hmm. I feel like he can't trust any woman that's coming into his life right now. Everybody wants to build off of his legacy.
Mm. Which is great. Masika. Yeah.
Because he has the connections. Like he may not have the albums right now. He may not have all the public attention and all the followers and everybody on his side, but he still has the connections.
And he's a legend. He is. I don't care what nobody says. He's a legend.
He is.
I mean, he's the best-selling artist on So Def, and he wears that proudly.
Yeah, as he should. And he was Mr. 106 in Park, so yep. I mean, he got titles.
He was on there more than anybody. Then they got him to host it.
And he flies private? Question? Did you guys see that as well?
He has a what?
He flies private or pretends to fly private?
Hashtag Bow Wow Challenge.
Oh, poor him.
You know, he's just like us. Just like everybody.
That's his reclaim to fame. If he just keeps doing Bow Wow Challenges, he'll always be relevant.
He'd be good.
I mean, true.
He don't need to make music.
No.
We don't. Well, I guess not. Well, he was there, so he was in New York. I'm shocked he didn't go to the ceremony for Jermaine, because even Jermaine was like, if it's not about Bow Wow, it's not apparently relevant. And he just decided to show up to the after party, where I guess he was getting free drinks, because he said, where the champagne at? So, how would y'all feel if y'all supposed to be, you know, you're cool with somebody, and you're there, you're being inducted to a Hall of Fame. And it's like, you know, you want your homeboy to come, and he's just there for the after party.
Alexis? I thought he was going to the ceremony.
Jermaine said he never showed. He just came to the after party.
Because when he was talking to Jermaine's daughter, he was like, you're not going to be there. You know, your dad's getting inducted. But then he didn't go. Mm-hmm. But he went to the after party. But what I took from the episode is that I don't think Bow Wow sees this a problem that he didn't go to the ceremony.
He's like, I still showed up.
I know. I don't think he thinks it's a problem.
But I think on JD's part, he wasn't even too upset, because like the thing is, once a person shows you who they are, believe them. And he already said, like, Bow Wow, if it's not about him, he's not really for it. Right. So it's like, if you show me that, it's like, okay, I don't have high expectations for you anyways.
That's very true. I don't know. I felt some type of way. I did love that Jermaine's daughter did end up coming.
Yeah.
Because she was going back and forth, and then she came and she was his date, and you know, just looked like she had a good time.
Yeah.
Bow Wow's the type of dude where, like, if you say, oh, hey, bro, there's a turn up tonight, he'll come scoop you up and take you to the turn up. Sure. But he'd be like, hey, bro, I'm on the 101 with a flat tire. He is not showing up.
That's so crazy.
He's a turn up friend.
Yeah.
He's a party friend. I mean, it's not a bad thing, but he's a party friend.
He is. I was shocked that we also saw the Franchise Boys, because Byron, you pointed that out. That was him.
Yeah.
Bow Wow's road dog tonight at the party.
Pimpin' was a part of them Franchise Boys, which is one of the hottest groups ever, historic, with multiple hits, at least three. Howard would disagree.
I disagree. I said, all I know is white, what? Oh, I think they like me. Is that them?
And White Tee.
White Tee.
Wait, there's one more.
If You Ride Rims. Was that a hit, though? You got it right. Okay.
Actually, I only know two.
Lean with it. Rock. Wait. Lean with it. Lean with it.
That was the Franchise Boys.
Oh, yeah.
It sure was.
No. That was the Franchise Boys.
That was them? Okay.
Yep.
Because that was it at the high school party. We was all leaning.
That's three right there.
Okay.
Give them they three hits.
I give three hits.
But is it enough to go on tour?
No.
Yes, because they will have everybody dancing. If I'm only going, like I said, I'm only going if them Franchise Boys are there and if the tickets are $15.
True.
But it's an older crowd, though. He said that on the episode.
Old people like the...
I think that's more our generation, not the older people. Not the Escape fans.
I love Escape. I was going for Escape.
Yeah, I love Escape, too.
So, Alexis, because me and Byron talked about this last week. We were like, we would go, and then we try to give a price point for the So Def tour. I said I'd pay no more than, like, 60. Mm-hmm. They say, like, 60 or 80.
Something like that.
So, and then Byron said 15.
I'll pay 15 for a good So Def tour.
So, 15. Alexis, you have Escape, Bow Wow, Jagged Edge, them Franchise Boys, Jermaine. How much are you paying to go to the concert? Your tickets.
The most by $60.
I mean, that's good.
I think that's...
Okay.
You know, $60.
That's a lot of X.
I'll pay 30. I'll pay 30. I'll do 60 for the VIP backstage pass where they throw water on you and stuff like that.
You know what? I'll be actually low key. That does sound like a good deal. 60 for the VIP section.
Yeah.
For the VIP. Oh, man, these people. But I'm here for it. Can we briefly talk about, real quick, about this photo shoot? And Keone in this tight dress, the gray dress. I mean, it fit her well, but it stepped lovely. In the bosom everywhere. You know, in the top part, the bosom area. It was like, she was too much.
Ain't that what tape is for, though? They're supposed to tape it. They didn't have no tape. She asked for safety pins, but no tape.
Ayana said she didn't have, you know, the budget for the tape and the safety pins. Just got to do what you got to.
She need daddy again.
She had five outfits, so. No, we wasn't feeling it. I mean, the overall collection looked nice.
It did. It did. It did. And Keone wore it very well, by the way. Very well.
She did look good.
She always looked good, though.
I think, yeah, she was the best model, like, to represent the dress and, I guess, the appeal that she was trying to give. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. She looked good, you know.
She looked all right, right?
Yeah, you know.
Do y'all believe that her body's 100% natural?
No comment.
I know. No comment. I don't know. Because it's like, it could be.
It's hard to tell nowadays. But yeah. Whether it is or it's not, it's very, very, very nice. And if it is, it's very well done.
I will say that.
Okay, I agree with you there. Okay. Yeah.
Ooh, if he did have a little help, drop the name. Just in case I might save up a little money and have a little nip and tuck. Right. Instead of the name where you went. And then also, okay, so let's move on to our new faces. So we saw Mazika. Finally, she's here. She's in the ATL. And she is already kind of causing a storm because she was texting Bow Wow while he was in New York talking about, I'm having a party, you should come through, oh, I definitely want you to be there. And then when she met up with Miss Deb, she said, oh yeah, we have a, you know, a long relationship. I'm trying to figure out, do we think Mazika is going to try to get with Bow Wow? Alexis, no? You're not feeling it?
I love Mazika, though.
I like her.
I love her, so.
But would you like her with Bow Wow?
No. Mm. No. Mm-mm. Well. Even though Bow has a type, she looks like his type, though. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But
he likes video girls. That's his type. Just period.
And seems like it was a video girl.
But she likes to stir the pot, though. She's that type of person. And she's like, she's a master chess player. Mm-hmm. She knows how to make all the right moves, get in all the right situations. She even said, watch, Deb is going to change her mind. She ain't even going after a different manager. She's like, no, Deb is going to change her mind. Like, she say, I get what I want.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm. Maybe she don't know he got a girl. Well, she probably knows he has a girl.
She don't care. Not. That makes it more fun.
Yeah, that's true. That is true.
Women want
the chase.
Women want men that are already wanted by other women.
Yep.
Mm, yeah.
Yeah. That's how it is.
Until they're in a relationship with a man who's wanted by other women. Then it's different. But the chase is always fun.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, she might try to throw her little hat in the ring. I don't know if Keone is going to like that because we saw how she tried to turn up on Little Mama at the club.
She's territorial.
So I'm like, if she gonna turn up on Little Mama, she definitely gonna turn up on Mazika.
Yeah, but I feel like Little Mama might be an easier target for her because Mazika can actually match her in stature and stuff. So that's a real battle.
Mazika got the comeback. She got everything. Yes. So that's a different look. Yeah.
Okay. I feel like that would be a good fight if they were to throw bows.
Yeah.
But I made it seem like Little Mama was a little crazy too, though. So
that's true.
I mean,
I feel like she got a mouth more than anything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like her mouth would get you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Hmm.
I'm so interested.
I'm interested to see what's going on with these new faces.
I don't see nobody beating Johnny Blaze, though. She's like the boss.
Oh, yeah.
Like, after you go through all the little practice levels, you get to the boss stage, that's Johnny Blaze right there.
Yeah. Yeah. Johnny Blaze is definitely at the top. And she'll let you know.
It seems like Mazika may have a little, you know, problem with Johnny Blaze. So she mentioned that. Well, Johnny mentioned that, you know, she liked Fetty, but he was with someone which turns out to be Mazika.
Mm.
Oh, man.
So I think they're going to butt heads.
Yes.
For sure.
Because even Mazika said, I never forgot that. It's always in the back of my head. I said, oh, she going to bring this up.
She going to bring it up. Oh, yeah. She going to bring it up.
She's definitely going to wait for the right moment.
Yep.
Who do y'all think has had the most industry women, Bow Wow or Fetty? Because they both been with a lot of the same women.
It's true. Maybe Bow Wow.
Bow Wow. Because a lot of Fetty girls are not industry girls.
Yeah.
Bow Wow kissed Tyra, too. Oh, yeah. On air. Did. That's crazy. He kissed Tyra multiple times. That's crazy. That's historic. Bow Wow really is a legend.
Oh, man. Definitely a good episode. Definitely. So let's get into our new segment that we have, our glowing up fashion, where we pick who was the one who was just glowing up tonight, whether it was their hair, their clothes, makeup, man, female. Who do we think was glowing up? Byron, you want to go first?
Thanks for that sound effect. Let me just go ahead. Let me just go ahead and say, Kiyomi, she has my heart right now. Mm-hmm. She's my favorite woman to watch on that show. She always, she comes with just the right amount of turned up energy. Mm-hmm. She knows how to keep it cool and classy at the same time. She knows how to keep it sexy, which we saw, no matter what she's wearing. And I told you, just like last week's episode, when she first was introduced, she came down the stairs looking like a goddess. Then on top of that, her skin is on point. Like I said, no pores. No pores.
Yeah.
That's true. That's very true.
I love her. She just glows naturally.
Yeah.
And like, since her and Bow Wow is done, like, you know, maybe you can come hop on this show and then I can actually tell you these things.
Shoot your shot. All 18. 2018, shoot your shot. Alexis, did you have anybody for your glowing up fashion?
I'm going to have to agree with him, with Kaomi. Yeah.
Yeah, she
her dress was cute that she wore to the, I guess, the after party for Jermaine.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so I'm going to have to go with her for this episode. I'm going to have to go with her.
This episode.
Yeah.
I'm going to go for Miss Deb, just because she kept it fresh with those wigs. She kept me changing in every scene, even when she sat down with Debrat at lunch. Mm-hmm. It was a whole new blonde bob wig. I said, you know what, Miss Deb, I can't even. And she just reminds me so much of a Carletta from Star. It's just I'm here for you, Miss Deb. The pink, the purple wig, the blonde wig, the long blonde. You were doing it for me tonight.
She did.
She did that.
Purple hair, purple dress, rocking it.
Right?
I like it.
All of it. Mm-hmm. So let's get into a little bit of news and gossip. AfterBuzz TV News. Alexis, what you got over there, girl?
So, Kaomi and Bow Wow have officially called it quits three days ago. So, you know, they may be back together, you know, who knows. But supposedly she dumped him, and the Shade Room has posted a clip of Bow Wow actually at a game with his new boo, who looks a little bit like Kaomi.
He moves on quick.
Look at him.
Kiyomi's probably somewhere punching the air right now.
Well, she said she dumped him, so she might not be too, you know, upset.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But she don't get that studio time no more. That's what she wanted. She just wanted the studio time.
But she probably don't need it because, you know, she got her little... She's on the show now, so yeah, people may want to work with her.
Yeah.
She got what she needed out of it, you know?
Yeah.
But she did post a picture and say she's not a clout chaser, so we all know. So
got
she
it.
Wasn't with Bow for what he could do for her.
Got it.
So she says. Okay.
That's what she said. That's what she said. Yeah. Well, and we also have a clip of Johnny Blaze on tonight's episode. It has a little bit of cursing, so I think we're just going to talk over it because, you know, our young viewers don't need to. Johnny Blaze got a potty mouth, but as she was at the turn up event, the Ivy, she was actually talking to Just Britney and Stevie J from Love and Hip Hop Atlanta. They were in the crowd. And Just Britney threw a bottle. Well, she threw a cup of water at Johnny Blaze first. Yes. So those are the two people that Johnny Blaze is talking about in her clips. You can see that on her Instagram. And as soon as she threw that cup of water, Johnny Blaze went off, as we saw.
She threw a chair in return.
Yeah. Yeah. But I'm like, where? I see the, I guess I remember a little bit of the beef with Stevie J. It's like, I kind of do, but I kind of don't. It's just the whole producer thing. But Just Britney, I don't know where that beef's come from.
Okay, well, they're both from Houston, so it may be a little bit, we don't know the backstory.
Hometown beef.
But it may be a little, you know, backstory to that, because they both are from Houston.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. See, I was listening to the radio this morning, and it's actually, it was the Breakfast Club, and they mentioned, like, how you get the most hate back home. Especially once you reach a certain level.
Oh, yeah.
The most hate comes from back home. Because, like, oh, I went to school with so-and-so. Mm-hmm. I went to this with that person. I used to know this person from that. So it could be deeper.
Yeah, I definitely think it's deeper. That's interesting that it was Stevie and Just Britney.
That's what I'm saying. Because Stevie is also married. I don't know if he was married at this time, but he's also married to Faith Evans, R&B singer. So what was he doing out with Just Britney?
I don't know. But him and Faith look happy. Very happy.
Yeah.
He also looked happy with Jocelyn, so...
I love Jocelyn.
You know I'm gonna know her.
See, I think she's just hurt because what Cardi B is what Jocelyn was supposed to be.
Yeah.
But that's a different story for a different date.
Okay. But I'm interested. So I wonder if we're going to see this play out with just Brittany and Johnny Blaze, or if even we're going to get Stevie. Maybe he can kind of sign on.
Mm-hmm.
If the money's there, he's there.
That's true. Maybe do a one-time appearance fee. And I'm wondering, because remember when Bow Wow said those tweets about no more VH1 stars? That could be just Brittany and Stevie.
Because they're on Love & Hip Hop Atlanta.
Yeah.
And that's actually filming right now, so.
Ooh. Oh, they're in film mode right now.
That's interesting.
They're ready for all the cameras.
That's interesting.
Right? So maybe that's who Bow was talking about.
That's a good point.
It makes sense now, actually.
Yeah.
That tweet makes a lot of sense. Oh, wow.
We need some clarity. Okay. Stevie J, let us know. Drop that hint real quick.
Definitely let us know. And you guys out there who are listening and watching, let us know in those comments. If you know anything about this whole Just Brittany and Johnny Blaze, you know, drama, let us know. Definitely.
Yes.
Okay. So before we get out of here, let's get into some predictions.
And now, you're after Buzz TV. Predictions.
So our predictions. What are we thinking we're going to see in next week's episode? It was a lot still with Bow Wow and the whole relationship thing. Are we leaning towards Bow Wow staying, or do we see anything else with Johnny? Byron, you want to kick it off?
I think Johnny is definitely not done getting into confrontations. I think Bow Wow and Kiyomi, their situation is going to get heavily tested because Bow Wow has all these women around, which Kiyomi already knows about. But like he said, it's not him she doesn't trust. It's the other women. And these women are using Bow Wow as that cornerstone to build their whole career off of. And it's going to get real because I feel like Kiyomi was kind of doing the same thing. So it's like, you know.
Yeah. Alexis, what are your predictions?
My predictions are that Johnny and Deb are going to talk about the little situation that just happened in this episode. I definitely think some drama is going to go down with Masika and Kaomi and Little Mama. I think it's going to all happen at once because Little Mama moving to Atlanta, Masika is now in Atlanta, and Bow is in NYC, but when he gets back to Atlanta, he got them two women there. So it's going to be some drama. For sure. And I think we're going to get a little more of a backstory when it comes to Bow Wow and Masika. Even Little Mama, we're going to know things that we don't know. Because he was talking like, you know, something was there.
Yes.
And I've never known or heard about them having anything. So I'm very interested to learn about that.
Ooh. It's going to get real.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And it's funny how when Masika texts Bow Wow, it's always at like the worst or maybe the best times.
And Bow Wow looked like he was trying to hide the phone. Like, oh, man, like, I'm trying to get ready. You know what I mean?
Like, I feel like Bow Wow is constantly keeping his options open. Always.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I just think it's a shame that everybody in the group knows Bow Wow as being, like, a cheater. It's kind of, like, low-key a bad...
That's bad.
Unless he wants that reputation. But it's like, yo, all your homies...
It doesn't hurt him. As you see, it doesn't hurt him. He still gets who he wants.
No, but it's like, if you know your man likes to move around still single... I don't know. I just don't like that rap.
It probably makes him seem less lame, though, because if he was like this faithful dude who, like, maybe the girls broke up with him, then we would probably look at him as lamer than some people already look at him. At least now, like people may look at him in a certain light or whatever because, oh, the Bow Wow challenge or, like, he's not really popping right now. But one thing we can't deny is that he gets all the women. So maybe that's, like, one of the things that he, like, clings on to that he can do that at least.
I want to do his girlfriend check his text messages because she says she's territorial. He got all these women texting him. I want to do she check the text messages.
He don't let her. He don't let her. It don't go that far. He don't let her see it.
I just want to know.
Well.
He's been famous for a while. He knows how to hide them texts.
Oh, yeah, that's
smart.
True. Not his first go around. Well, I just predict he's going to probably end this whole relationship. But I don't think that's going to be a last of Kiyomi. She's going to still stay around.
Oh,
but.
Yeah.
I think this relationship's over. He even said, like, he works better when he's single. So, maybe next week's episode is going to be it.
Juicy.
Well, we want you guys to tune in next week, of course, to our AfterBuzz TV after show for Growing Up Hip Hop Atlanta. We thank you guys for watching us tonight. Please give us 5 stars on iTunes and leave those comments down below so we can shout you out. And if you guys didn't know, we're also on Spotify. Yes, everywhere. And we're on SoundCloud. So there's no excuse you shouldn't be listening to us. So tune in to us next Thursday. I'm one of your hosts, Howard III. You can follow me on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Howard III. And then I also do a Keeping Up with the Kardashians after show on Sundays at 8 p.m. So tune in if you love Kim and them. Byron, where can we find
you? Yes, my name is Byron K. You can find me everywhere in the world, online at least, at Hero from the 90s, or go to herofromthe90s.com. I think that site is still up.
And I'm Alexis Moselle, and you can find me on all social media at madam_Moselle, M-O-Z-E-L-L.
Yes. Alrighty, guys. We will see y'all next week. Bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.